I'd like to take just a few minutes to offer a few thoughts about this particular situation. And no doubt, I think I'm going to come to you this morning with a pretty heavy heart. I've had a few conversations with a few of you in this room here over the past couple of days. And there's really three things I'd like to share with you this morning as it relates to this agreed-upon procedures review, or what a lot of you would review in your terminology as the audit. And the first thing I would want you to hear, and the last thing I would want you to hear, is a little bit about the word accountability. Folks, I have, as an organization, and as an individual, and as a professional, full accountability. Full accountability to make sure that any point that is brought forward from this agreed upon procedures review is accurately and objectively evaluated. And where there are mistakes that have been made or errors that have been logged, you own it and you correct it and you look for ways that you change policies and procedures to ensure that those types of errors don't happen in the future. That's personally what my mom and dad taught me. That's personally what they're expecting of me right this second. So when we look at this whole situation, the first thing that I reacted to when I saw the draft on July the 13th was to make sure that as an individual and as a professional, as the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that our team addressed everything point by point by point. We did so into the wee hours of the morning. And then we met with the third-party independent audit firm, Clifton Gunderson, to review all of the points that they brought forward in their draft report, point by point by point. And where there were areas where there was a finding, as Scott has outlined, we made sure that we said, yes, that's correct, and we own that mistake. Where there were areas that we felt that was factually incorrect, as a lot of accountants' terms that might be used, we provided the rationale for that, and here's why. Here's our understanding. And where there was an area that was classified as an undetermined, meaning unable to determine, we talked very openly about, here's the information, here's the insight, here's the data. I'm talking about four or five buckets of data, and a lot of hours and time to make sure that we provided what we felt was very adequate documentation. Adequate documentation to respect and ensure that every dollar of checkoff funds are being allocated appropriately. We provided that documentation, the accounting firm reviewed that information, and then they have distributed the final report that all of you have. I received that final report that you have and that you received just minutes before you received it. Our team immediately went to looking at what had been changed in the report, and then looking at what other information had been provided. And we wanted to back up and make sure that we were focused on getting it right. We wanted to make sure that we were focused on looking at everything again, point by point by point. That's why, as an organization, we came forward a couple of days later with, here is the response, and here is a Q&A to better explain some of these points in here and that information you have in front of you. So my first big ask of you this morning, if you take anything away, it's absolute what all of us in this U.S. beef industry have been raised with. It's the morals and the values of, if you have a mistake, you own it. Okay? But most importantly, you try to figure out why. And you try to make sure that you're putting policies and procedures in place that ensure that those things, no matter how little or how big they are, that they don't happen going forward. That's exactly what we've done. That's exactly what you would expect of us. And that is exactly why we've asked for, and we have been asking for, and we are working through, and have been working through, additional specific detailed guidelines. You folks in the room represent the Qualified State Beef Councils, a partnership we're extremely proud of and respectful of, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So what I'm trying to say to you is that as we've worked together with what has been referred to as the guidelines that have been submitted for comment from the AMS within USDA, we've worked together to provide comments on that in an effort to make sure that when they are approved, hopefully they will provide the additional detailed written guidelines that not just maybe the beef industry has been looking for, but all commodity checkoff programs have been looking for. We want to work together with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. We want to work together with you as a partner, as a qualified state beef council, to make sure that we then take, once those guidelines are finalized, and we beefize them, if you will, and make sure that we have more specificity in this area. That is what I would suggest is the very, very first next couple of steps. But even more importantly than that is we make sure that we are openly communicating in a very objective, factual, and trusting way that we look at things month in and month out so that we make sure if we see something, we catch it. So again, I hope what you've taken from my comments is, number one, a sense of ownership and accountability. Number two, that the most important focus is getting it right and looking for ways that we can put forth changes in policies and procedures. I'm sure anyone that's a contractor to the program would want to make sure that they are involved in that process so that they too can actually be a part of the solution. But the last point I'll leave you with is whenever you go through something like this, you learn and you apply the learnings. Some of you have heard me talk about a philosophy of playing to win. Folks, our organization and our team are running hard and fast. They're playing to win for you, for this industry. Those of you that were part of the General Session 1 heard some phenomenal information about what's happening in our industry. And while we've been dealing with this situation and a lot of other situations related to our governance restructuring and a lot of political energy around that, we have not taken our eye off the ball of doing everything in our power to deliver the results that you expect of us, whether it's in the area of research, education, or innovation, consumer marketing, issues management, or even government affairs. We've made sure that we've continued to keep our focus in the midst of all of that. And if you think that's an easy task to do, I would ask you to come walk with me for a day. Here's what I want to leave you with. A lot of you have asked me, well, how are you doing? How's your family doing? It's been a tough week. When you have the New York Times ask you to explain what this is all about, and you have the president of your organization address it with them, and then you address it with them personally for a couple of hours, and then the next day they follow up, and they want to know who your wife is, what's her maiden name. They want to know who your child is and what's their age. Folks, enough is enough. So I have one big ask of you. We're going to learn from this experience, and we're going to get it right. But I sincerely ask that we try to focus on making sure we acknowledge errors, but most importantly, we find the solutions. We find the answers to move forward. Why is that so important? You just came from a meeting just a few minutes ago, all of us, where we talked about what the environmental footprint of this great industry is. We have to focus and continue to focus on what matters to you. That's the direction you've given us. And my ask of you is that we find a way to work through this, and we find a way to work through this in a unified way. Because guess what? I don't care what organization we represent. If we can't do this and line up on that ball together, there is no way we will be able to play to win. And if you haven't... And if I haven't defined that, here's just one thing I would leave you with around that. And this is what I truly believe. Playing to win means doing everything you can with everything you have and learning from it. And that's exactly where my head is, and that is exactly where the entire NCBA team's mind is as well. Thanks.